It begins in the third perek, perek Bakol Ma'arvin, from Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Before we begin, I just wanted to recommend that since this Masechta is so difficult, if anyone has an Erev in their area, it's a terrific idea to try to get out and take a tour of it. I did this a few weeks ago here in Kew Garden Hills, and it's just wonderful how the Klolim of the Masechta's Erevin come out. I mean, they really come alive. Klolim like Lechi Ayamin Me'elav, Ayamin Meruba Ala Paretz, Lechi, etc., Lovud. So if you have a chance, I highly recommend that you do this. Now let's begin Masechta Erevin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, from the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that says it's okay to use demai for an Erev. Demai is produce that we're unsure whether Meiser was taken from it. But the Mishnah says you cannot use Tevel for an Erev, because we know with Tevel, Meiser was not taken from it. We say that it's mutter to eat demai, since an ani has a heter to eat it. And technically any person could immediately become an ani if he wanted to. He could just be mafker everything that he owns, and therefore he becomes an instant ani. Therefore, for everyone, it's mutter to use demai for an Erev. We then have a Mishnah that says, Hasheleach Eruv Yabiyad Cheret Shaita V'Katan, or you send it with someone who is not Maida Be'Erev, in other words, someone who is a Kusi. Kusi does not hold of Torah Shabbal Peh, so he doesn't agree with the whole Inyan of Erev. Then it's not considered a good Erev. We say that a Cheret Shaita V'Katan, it's Aser for them to be able to make an Erev Tchumen, for the reason that you need a Kinyan in the Makam Shvisa. And because the Chereshayt of the Katan do not have the halachas of Kinyan, therefore they cannot be kinder for you a Makam Shvisa and make for you Erev Tchumen. But it's mutter to use the Chereshayt of the Katan for Erev Eruvei Chatzeres, where there is no Indian of Kinyan. We then have a Machlekes, whether Chazaka, that Shliach Eiseh Shlichus, can we assume that Shliach does his Shlichus? Rav Sheshe says, Chazaka Shliach Eiseh Shlichusay. And Rav Nachman says that this Chazaka only applies by an Isser, by an Inyan Dirabanan. But if you're dealing with a Daraisa, we do not say Chazaka Shliach Eiseh Shlichusay. Daf Lamed Beis. We bring a Raya from the Karban Omer that Shliach Eiseh Shlichusay, Afilu Vidaraisa, like the Shita of Rav Sheshe, that even when we're dealing with a Daraisa, we assume that a Shliach does do his Shlichus. How do we know this? Because when we're referring to Yashan and Chodesh, we know that on the second day of Pesach, once the Karban Omer is brought, it is mutter to eat everything, and we don't have a chshash of Yashan anymore. We assume that everything is Yashan, we don't have a chshash of Chodesh. Therefore, even people outside of Yerushalayim, we don't know whether the Karban was actually brought, but we assume that the person who was designated to go to Yerushalayim did the Shlichus, and we can make the assumption that the Karban Omer was brought, and therefore it's mutter to eat it after the second day of Pesach, to eat all grains and everything. We then say that there's a chazaka on a chaver, in other words, a Talmud Chacham, that he's eina maitzi davar she'eina misukan, that he's not maitzi something that's not remedied yet. Therefore, he wouldn't give you a tevel, and you could assume that everything he gives you is fine. We then have a Mishnah that says, Nosnu Erev Be'ilan Yosem Yutvachim. If you put an Erev in a tree that's higher than Yutvachim, it's not considered an Erev. If it's less than 10 Tvachim, it is okay. And a Bar Amok, Afilu Me'a Amma, something which is very deep, is also okay. The Gemara then says, Rosh Hayachid is Oila Lerakia Be'ad L'Tahayim. This is something which we've had a number of times. Rosh Hayachid, a place that's established as a Rosh Hayachid, is considered up or down, no matter how far up or down you go, is considered the Rishus Hayachid. Therefore, we say that the Mishnah that we just mentioned has to be speaking with the Rishus Arabim, because the Rishus Arabim only applies to something which is Pachas Me'asara Tvachim. We then bring down an Isser to be Mishtamish with an Ilan on Shabbos, so we had this earlier in Masechta Shabbos, that an Ilan, touching an Ilan even, is Asar on Shabbos. We then say, "Kol davar shehu mishum shvus lo gazru ben hashmashus." Anything which is a shvus to rabbanan is not gazer during the period of ben hashmashus. And we have the klal of misa kamal demal yadami, that when you're dealing with a makam shvisa, normally a makam shvisa, a person has 2,000 amas anywhere to walk around. but an entire city is considered filled in. So in other words, if you're in a large, very large city, which is 20 miles across, that whole city is considered your makom shvisa. It's all considered filled in. And then you have 2,000 amas from the city limits to carry outside of the city. Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara brings a sheet of Ula, which has an amud, which is tisha, birshus harabim, and a lot of people use it to rest on it. If you threw something dalet amas and it ended up landing on it, you're chayef. The Gemara then brings down a case that an Erev, which is in a hanging basket that is more than 10 tefachim tall, the Rabbanan say that this is no good. Because if it's hanging, Rebbe says that it is good, the Rabbanan say that it's no good. The reason the Rabbanan say this is no good, hanging from a tree, is because this is considered stadei ilan, just like we said that being mishtamish in a tree on Shabbos is aser. Stadei ilan, something which is attached to the tree, is also aser to be mishtamish on Shabbos. Therefore, this is aser according to the Rabbanan. We bring the sheet also of Rav Meir, who talks about chaykikin l'hashlim. If something, i.e. like a mezuzah, for example, just like we say by a mezuzah, as long as it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 wide, we extend the height of a curve on top of a doorpost to say chaykikin l'hashlim, and it's considered more than the 4 tefachim tall, and it's all considered to the point where you need a mezuzah on it. Same thing is true here. If it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and then it curves, you say chaykikin l'hashlim in the case of the basket. We then bring down a reed, which is standing in a rishus harabim with a basket on top, and it's more than 4 tefachim wide. If you threw something dalet amos distance and it ended up landing on it, you're chayev. Since the basket is considered like a rishus hayochet. Now that the basket is more than 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, we extend the wall downward, and therefore you're chayev. Daf Lamed Dalet. If you put an Erev in a bor, even if it's very deep, that's okay, and that's mutter. And again, we repeat, Rishus HaYachid is Oila Ad L'Rakia V'Ad L'Tahayim. We then have in Shin Mem Hei that the only heter of using an Erev Tchumen is for a Dvar Mitzvah. You just can't use Erev Tchumen in any situation, but it has to be for a Dvar Mitzvah. And Tosfos brings down that Heter of Rebbe, which he said before, like Gozru Shvus Abein Hashmashus, would not apply if someone could easily come to be over on an Isser Daraisa. In other words, even though it's a Shvus, even though it's an Isser Rabbanan, and we're Materit Abein Hashmashus, if by allowing a person this Heter, you could easily become to be over an Isser Daraisa, then you can't rely on this Heter. And therefore, even Rebbe would be Maida that you have to be Machmer. We then have a Mishnah that says if you put an Erev on a Migdal, an Erev in a Migdal, in other words, in a closet, and you ended up losing the key, so now you can't get into this Erev anymore, we say that that's okay. Rabbi Eliezer, however, says if your mamish lost the key, then you can't use the Erev at all. If, however, he just forgot where the key was, then it's okay. And this is Alpi the Shita of the Rajba. Taf Lamed Hei. We have a Mishnah that says Erev sheniskalgel chutz l'tchum, the Erev that ended up rolling outside the tchum, outside of the tchum area, or nafal alav gal, a stone fell on it, so therefore it's muktzah. Ay nisraf, ay haya truma shenitmas. All these cases are eruvim which are now really not usable. If this situation happened on Erev Shabbos before Shabbos began, then obviously the Erev is pasul. Because Ben Hashmashas, there was no chalais of an Erev at all. However, if it happened on Shabbos itself, that's when we say that it's okay. We then have Suffolk Erev. In the case of a Suffolk Erev, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon say that it's okay. Reb Meir says that it's usser. The reason Reb Meir says that it's usser, because we have shitas that hold Erev Tchumen Armidaraisa. Therefore, because of a Suffolk Daraisa, we're Machmer. Then we say Suffolk Tumen Birshus Harabim is Tahar. Daf Lamed Vav. This heter of Rabbi Yossi that we said before, Safek Erev is kosher, that's only if there's a cheskes kashus. But if it's a situation where it's ein bo'e chazaka, for example, like a mikveh, it's not kosher. We say that an Erev is tzarech suda haru'uya la'achal miba'oid yayim. And then we bring down Amar Rava, Seif hayayim is the zman. of the Knias of the Erev. So in other words, the Tchilas Bein HaShmashas is the time that you're Kaina the Erev. We then have a Mishnah that says two Eruvin, which are made by one person that are conditional, i.e., he wants to wait till Shabbos to choose which one to use. In other words, let's say he wants to hear a shir from his Rebbe, and he doesn't know which side the Rebbe will come from, whether the Rebbe will come from east or whether the Rebbe will come from west, so he doesn't want to establish which of the Erev Tchumin is Chal. We say that that's okay. Daf Lamed Zayin. Unofficially, we say that Truma is 2%, and Meiser is 10% of the 98% which is now left over. Because basically there is no shear for this. But if you want to establish a shear, this is the shear you establish. We then have a machloikis by Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. You have to take off Truma from this, because the Kusim, we're not sure whether they took off Truma or whether they didn't take off Truma. Now you have to do this. According to Remeir, we say Yesh Brera. You don't necessarily have to make Kriya Shem on which part of the Yayin you're using for the Hafrashas Truma. You're allowed to do it later. And what you end up separating later becomes designated from earlier before. In other words, we say Huver Hadavar Lamafreya. So right now, you don't have to necessarily establish what you want specifically from that barrel of wine to be taken off for Truma, but you can do it later on, and Huver Hadavar Lamafreya, but that's what you originally intended was going to be the Truma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, called Ein Brera, therefore you're not allowed to do this. The Gemara then brings Rayas that attempt to prove Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. And we ask a question on Rabbi Yaisi, who is one of the Shitas who holds Ein Brera. And the question we bring is from a case of Shtei Nashim Shelokhu Eskineham. We know that a woman who has given birth has to bring a lamb as an oila, carbon oila, and then either a pigeon or a turtle dove as a carbon chatas. Let's say she can't afford to bring a lamb, then she can bring two pigeons or two turtle doves, one as an oila and one as a chatas. And if you have a case of two women which ended up bringing nests of pigeons, and we never established which one is for which and which one is for which carbon, we say that each one is allowed to choose later on. Therefore, what do you see? You see Yesh Brera. So how can Rabbi Yossi hold Ein Brera? So the Gemara answers, this case is different. Really, it's Ein Brera. But what happened in this case is it's not that they were going to choose later on which one was designated for the Oila, which one was designated for the Chatas for each of the two people. But they gave up their rights completely. And they let the Kayin make the decision which is the Oila and which is the Chatas. So for them, there's nothing retroactively here at all. So we don't have any specific raya. Technically, you could hold Ein Brera. Then we ask a question, who is the Tana who holds Ein Brera even by an Isser Derabanan? The Gemara says one Shita is Ayoy, and one is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Daf Lamed Ches. We have a Mishnah that says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yontav, which is Samach L'Shabbos, you can make two Eruvim. Left, i.e. maybe going west for one day, and right, going east, for the other day. However, all must be prepared during the chol. And the chachamim hold, you're not allowed to make two in that way. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer holds, the reason you can make two different Eruvim is because Yom Tov, which is Samach L'Shabbos, is equal to Shtei Kedushas. That's why two Eruvim are okay. The Gemara then says, there's an Isser of Hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Taisvis learns that Hachana is an Isser Daraisa. The only reason you can make any Hachana at all is because we have the Klal of Hayil. Hayil takes it out of this. And as we've learned before, the Klal of Hayil says, where we say that we're allowed to prepare because it's possible that in terms of cooking food, a guest will come a couple of minutes before Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to prepare even up to the last minute with the assumption that someone may come in. Hayil, it's possible that they may come in. The Magen Avraham says, Erev Tavshilin works the same way. We know that if Yom Tov falls out on Thursday or Friday, you make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday or Thursday, so you'd be able to cook, so you'd be able to prepare from Chol to Shabbos. But But we say, even Erev Tavshilin, if Hoyel is not Shaykh, we would have an Issa Daraisa. We would actually have an Issa Daraisa. You wouldn't be able to say Hoyel. The Ritva says that this whole union of Hachana only applies to something which is mamish completely new. So, for example, like an Erev, which is something completely new, is allowing you to do that. That's when you would say that Hachana is Aser. But a Tikkun Bialma, for example, like cooking, Tikkun Bialma, because Tikkun Bialma means basically you have the food already. Now you're just making a tikkun, then you wouldn't have this Isra of Hachana. So Lefi Moshitas, Erev Tavshilin has nothing to do with Hoyel. Erev Tavshilin has to do with Tikkun Bialma. Therefore, that's why it's Mutter, because cooking is only a Tikkun Bialma. We then say, Omar Rav, Halacha Kedalad Zkenim Halalu, V'Aliva the Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Beis Kedushas Haim. There's a number of different lists about who these Zakanim specifically are, but we hold according to the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer that it's considered two different Kedushas. The Gemara then brings the Pasuk of Ahaya Bayayim Hashishi the Hechino. This is referring to the Mun. So we say, Chol is Mechin L'Shabbos V'Yantiv. Avaloy M'Yantiv L'Shabbos, V'Shabbos L'Yantiv. So during the weekday you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos or Yantiv, but you're not allowed to prepare from Yantiv to Shabbos or from Shabbos to Yantiv. Then we say, Cheftze Hefker Arkaine Shvisa. We also say, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says, objects, even without their owners, also cannot be moved more than 2,000 amas from their makom Shvisa. Daflamid Tes. We say that Hachana on Shabbos, Hachana preparing for Chol on Shabbos, is awesome. So in other words, a person cannot walk before Mincha on Shabbos, so he'll be at the bathhouse. So the minute Shabbos is over, he'll be able to jump into the bathhouse. That's Aser. And not only that, we take that a step farther. We have the klal of Muchacha Milsa. And Muchacha Milsa is referring to a case where it's evident to onlookers that a person is preparing for Motzai Shabbos. If, for example, a person owns fields at the end of the city, and he walks towards these fields, everybody looks at it and says, ah, he's going to do work by his fields. Therefore, one has to be careful not to do that, and even that can be considered hachanim. The Gemara also says that a person cannot use pas for an Erev on the second day of Yontif unless he used pas on the first day of Yontif. We then have a Mishnah. And as a hakdama to this Mishnah, we have to keep in mind when you're dealing with Erev Tchum, with Eruvei Tchumen, wherever you put the Erev Tchumen, this becomes your new center point. Normally we know that a person has 2,000 amas in any direction from wherever his makom shvisa is. So if you're standing at a particular makom shvisa, you can go 2,000 amas in any direction. Now let's say you put an Erev Tchumen 1,000 amas to the east. So now your center point becomes this new place, which is 1,000 amas east of your house. So you now have, you can now walk a total of 3,000 amas to the east, 1,000 to the east where the Erev Tchumen is, and another 2,000 amas from that point east. But you can only now walk 1,000 amas to the west, because your center point is now 1,000 amas to the east of your Makom Shvisa. So if you create an Erev Tchumen in the wrong place, it could actually work to your disadvantage. So what this Mishnah says, it describes a Reuven on Rosh Hashanah. Let's say he wants to have it to the west on one day and to the east on the other, or he wants to have it to the west on one day and not be able to go anywhere to the east on the other. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's allowed to split it, and the Chachamim say he's not allowed to split it that way. The Gemara says the Chachamim are really Rabbi Yossi, and since the Rabbanim were afraid of confusion that the Edim would not come until Lamed Elul, so we were afraid people would be mezalzel that day. Therefore, they were noyeg that Lamed Elul would become a full day of Yontif. In other words, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, both days are considered one big Kedusha. The Gemara also brings a number of cases to support the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We also say that juice from a fruit is Osir, because we're afraid if we allow the juice from a fruit to be Mutter, people would come to squeeze the juice out of the fruit. We then have a case of Ahu Bar Tavya, which is a case of a deer. The Asa Lebei Reish Galusa, the Ostzid B'yam Rishon Shal Yantif, the Ishtachit B'yam Tiv Sheni Shal Golyas. What happened was the Goyim ended up trapping it the first day of Yontif, and then they shechted it on the second day of Yontif. So Reb Nachman and Reb Chisda ate it, and Reb Sheshes did not eat. And this case is referring to, we know that hunting is aser even on Yontif. We see this in Be'ad, Chaf Gimel, Amid Beis, but Shechita is mutter. Although we know Echel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif, that's only on what is E'efsher on Erev Yontif. And we say that you're allowed to Echel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif, Milisha V'Elech. So Shechita, for example, is mutter, but Sod, trapping is aser, because you could have done that on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, on Erev Yontif. So if a guy does the Malacha, you're not allowed to get Hana from it until the Shear of Kedei B'chtei Sheyasa after Yontif. And the same halacha, by the way, K'tei Sheyasa also applies with Shabbos, that you have to wait. For example, if you want to go to a bathhouse after Shabbos, you have to wait the Shear of how long it would take to warm up the water, the Shear of K'tei Sheyasa, until you're allowed to go into the bathhouse. But anyway, getting back to Yontif, you have to wait a K'tei Sheyasa until after Yontif. So according to Reb Chisda and Reb Nachman, who hold the second day of Yontif is really Chol, so we already have a K'tei Sheyasa, because it's the minute the second day Yontif starts, it's already K'tei Sheyasa. But according to Reb Sheshes, who holds that both days of Yontif are one long period of Kedusha, he held you're not allowed to eat from it. Rashi holds the halacha that one day of Yontif is considered Chol. This is how we pass in Bizman Hazeh. But the Bahag holds that it's all considered one long day. And today, of course, we say that the second day of Yontif is considered a Sveikat D'Yayma, because we say, Mina Gave Seinu Biyodeinu. Daf Mem. Akum, a guy which brought something, Bishvil Yisrael, Michutz L'Tchum, we say that it's Mutter for a different Yisrael to have Hana from it. And this is the case of the Reish Galusa with the deer, as we said before. We say that it's Asur L'Zalzal Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. And then the Gemara asks, do we mention Rosh Chodesh during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? We know normally there's Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, but what about on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, do we make mention of the fact that this is also Rosh Chodesh because it's the first day of Tishrei? So is it sad to say, yes, we should, because the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh are separate. But the Chachamim say no, since both are called Zikaron. We then say, Rosh Hashanah Shachal Liyais B'Shabbos. Beis Shammai says, we make 10 brachas in Shemayin Esra. And Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says we say 9 brachas in Shemayin Esra. Where are the 9 brachas? We have the first 3 brachas of Shemayin Esra. We have the last 3 brachas of Shemayin Esra. And then we have Malchias, Sechreinis, and Shaifras. And Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yayim HaZikaron, we combine Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah together into one bracha. We then say Shabbos Shachal B'Rosh Chodesh Mispalel Brachas Kedarkai V'Yayim Yalav Yaveh B'Avayda. We say, you just say Yalav Yaveh in the Avayda, which is how we paskin today. Rabbi Eliezer says, you say it in the bracha of Ayda, Aymaidim, which is really where we say, for example, Al Anisim. That's technically Hayda. But Yalav Yavai, we say in the Avodah. And we say it right after Ritzay. And in Musaf, when we mention Rosh Chodesh, we say that in the middle. It's part of the whole discussion of Shabbos, we mention Rosh Chodesh, which is how we do it today. We then ask, do we make a Shechianu on Rosh Chodesh? Our answer is no. We only make, say Shechianu on the Shalosh Regalim. And we see this from Kahelas, exactly where we do it. Tein chelek l'shiva, v'gam l'shmeina. Shiva is equal to Shabbos and Pesach. Shmeina is equal to Sukkos. And v'gam is l'rabbeis atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, v'yem ha'kippurim, l'gabi shachiyana. We say that kais yayin, you have to taste from a kais yayin that you make a bracha. But we say it's also mutter liyasve liyanuka. It's mutter to give it to a kid. The mavarech doesn't have to drink. And this is how we paskin today. For example, Friday night when we make kiddush, the person who makes the bracha does not necessarily have to be the one to drink. You can give it to a little kid. And here we ask kasha. We have a kasha on Rashi. This is referring to a case on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, if we were to make a bari priya gafen, by a bris, for example, or by some type of a sudis mitzvah, we do not give a child to drink on Yom Kippur because of dil ma'asi lemisrach. We're afraid if he sees this and experiences this, he may think it's mutter to drink on Yom Kippur even when he becomes an adult, from the memory of the fact that he drank on Yom Kippur. Taisvis says this chash only applies to his man kavua, like Yom Kippur, but for it's okay to give to a katan, say on a bris, for example, on Yom Kippur. If you were to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to him. But if you have a bris on Yom Kippur, then you are allowed to give it to a katan to drink, because it's just an akraya b'yalma, and he wouldn't come when he grows up to think about this. And we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel, Mevarchen al Mila b'Yom Kippur b'loy kais, and the Rama brings down v'yeshayim de mevarchen b'kais, the nice nilatinek hanimo, you give it to the child who the Mila was made on, the chenai hagen, and that's how we do it. So there shouldn't be a ganai for the kais. Taf mem aleph. Tisha B'Av shachal liyos b'Shabbos u'b'erev Shabbos. Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos or erev Shabbos, which of course becomes a nidcha. We say eichel v'shayse kol tzarcha. You can eat as much as you want. Aval din b'yayim aleph. If it falls out on Sunday, mafsik b'Shabbos mibayim yom. You have to stop eating. You have to stop eating on Shabbos by shalosh shudas before shkia. We then say ein mashlim in tainis b'erev Shabbos kedei shel yikanis l'Shabbos meuna. A person should not fast on erev Shabbos, so he should not come into Shabbos very famished. We bring down a maisa with Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Yehuda saw something by Rabbi Akiva. And we have here on the side of the daf, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel questions what Rabbi Yehuda saw. So we could ask, how is it possible that Rabbeinu Chananel, who is a Rishon, should question what Rabbi Yehuda, who was a Tana, saw? And we can give a teretz from the Chazon Ish in Bava Kamma, daf Yud Aleph. He doesn't disagree with this particular Gemara, with Rabbi Yehuda saw, but rather he has a Kabbalah that goes back, a Kabbalah Biyadenu that goes back to what exactly happened. And he's questioning, al pi Kabbalah, what was it that Rabbi Yehuda really saw? Not that he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Tana. We pass in the halachas like Rabbi Yaisi, that we do fast on Erev Shabbos, and not like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara then says, "Ein geizrin tainis alatzibor v'resh chedesh chanukah u'bepurim." And in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Tes, we say that on Erev Shabbos, a tainis yachid, it's better not to be mashlim a tainis yachid, but a tainis tzibor we should complete even on Erev Shabbos. And today, the way the calendar is set up, this is only shayach to happen with Asara B'Tavis, which is the only tainis that could come out on Erev Shabbos. This concludes the third parak of Masechta Erevin. Now we will begin the fourth parak, Mi Shahaytziyu. This begins on Daf Mem Aleph, Amid Beis at the Mishnah. As a hakdama to this parak, we know that a person has 2,000 amas that he can walk from the city limit. If he passes the border of these 2,000 amas, now he's stuck. He has only 4 amas that he could walk in any one direction. And this is true even if he was forced out of the 2,000 amas. So here we have a Mishnah that says, if this in fact happened, but he got back in somehow to the 2,000 Amos, he now has 2,000 Amos again. And we have in the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Gimel Devarim Ma'avirin Es Ha'adam Al Daitai V'Aldas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's 3 things that can create a person to lose his mind, so he does things that he really does not necessarily want to do. Eved Kechavim Ruach Ra V'Dikduke Anius. We then say, Gimel Einai Ryan Es Gehenna, the 3 kinds of people who do not see Gehenna because they suffered so much in this world. One is Anius, poverty, a Chayla Ma'ayin, a person who had stomach ailments, Vaharashus, a person who had a lot of debt. Yeshayim Yishara, a person who had a very bad wife, but this is not really stressed because technically a person can divorce this wife and rid himself of this problem. We also say there are 3 people who can die suddenly, even if all seems to be well with them. One is a person who has stomach trouble, an isha yeledes, and a person who has a disease in the mouth. If a person is out of the tchum, and now he has only 4 amas, but he needs to use a bathroom, he can go outside of the 4 amas. Why? Because we say, Godo kavet habriyas, shadeich aloysase minatera. Daf mem beis. We have here a complex sugya about if peiros are taken from the tchum.
So we say, according to Reb Nechemya and Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, they are mutter only if two conditions are fulfilled. Number one, they were removed b'shaygig, and number two, they were returned b'mkayman to their original place. We also have the Tanakama, and the Shita of Rav Papa is Ketanakama, who says that we only need one mila, either mezid b'mkayman, or shaygig shalai b'mkayman. We pass in the halacha, in Taisus of Michlal, we pass in like the Tanakama. Aye, but yeah, don't we hold Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav Benoki? So he gives the teretz there that really Sabar of Papa Kirabanan. We then say, if you don't know where the Tchum is, let's say a person doesn't know exactly where his Tchum is, so then he's allowed to walk 2,000 Amas Beinanim. And we ask, aye, but how do you measure the 2,000 Amas? We know that the Medida, measuring on Shabbos, is Osir. So since this is Medida Shal Mitzvah, it's Mutter. We then have a Mishnah. And we say Rav and Shmuel agree that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel by a boat that was pushed beyond the Tchum, that a person is allowed to walk through the entire boat. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva hold that a person can only walk 4 Amas. Of Yesh Tchumin L'mala Me'asara Tvachim Oloi. We know that a Tchum is Chal below 10 Tvachim. But is it possible to make a tchum that is above 10 tvachim? Now, this, of course, is only a shaila if it's rachav dalad. But if it's not rachav dalad, this question does not apply. Interestingly enough, this whole question of yesh tchum in l'malam yasara tvachim or loy would apply with boats and planes. For example, a plane today that landed Friday after Shkia. Let's say a person is traveling on Erev Shabbos, he gets stuck on a plane. The plane now lands after Lichtzen, and now it's after Shkia already. What exactly is his tchum? Can he walk 2,000 Amas? Could he walk only 4 Amas? And that hinges on whether we say Yesh tchum l'mayla me'asara tvachim, because during the period of Bein HaShemashes, he was in the air 20,000 feet or 30,000 feet above the ground, so he was obviously above Asara tvachim. Now he comes down below Asara tvachim. So was he kind of Shvisa up there to the point where now he has only Dalet Amas, or what does he have? So that whole Shaila would apply based on this kasha of yesh tchumin l'malam yasara olay. The Gemara then tries to bring a raya yesh tchumin yosim yasara tzvachim from the pasuk of hine anoichi shaleach lochem es Eliyahu anavi lifnei bo yom Hashem, that Eliyahu is going to come before a day before the Mashiach comes, and since he could potentially come on Shabbos, we have a raya yesh tchumin l'malam yasara tzvachim. The Gemara then says Mashiach Lo Yavai B'Shabbos U'V'Yantiv. Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos and Yantiv. And Eliyahu would not come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv. Why not? Because Mishum Tircha. We're afraid if Eliyahu comes on Erev Shabbos, people are busy preparing for Shabbos. He's going to mess up everybody's plans in preparation for Shabbos, therefore he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos. But we say, Mashiach Asi B'Erev Shabbos V'Yantiv. Mashiach could come on Erev Shabbos V'Yantiv. The kivan do asi mishicha hakol avodim heim liyisrael. Because once Mashiach comes, everybody will volunteer to be avodim for Klal Yisrael, and they'll help us erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, we don't have to worry about tircha. These and other rayas the Gemara tries to bring ain tchum in yosir miyud, since Mashiach might come from outside the tchum on Shabbos. We bring here a kasha from the Chassam Sofer. We see, according to this Gemara, that Eliyahu Hanavi is bound by many different halachas, including the halachas of Erev Tchumen. If this, in fact, is true, we know that when we make a bris milah, we have a kisei shel Eliyahu. So how can we allow Eliyahu Hanavi to come for kisei shel Eliyahu when a bris is on Shabbos if he has to come from outside of a tchum? If he's not allowed to come from outside of a tchum, how can we invite him to a bris on Shabbos? So we answer, the Chassam Sofer answers, this only applies when he comes with his full guf. Like by the days of Mashiach, he'll come with his complete guf. But since by a bris milah only his neshama comes, he's not bound by the lochas of tchumen when only his neshama comes. We also have a very interesting kasha from Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman. Why do we say that Eliyahu won't be able to come on Erev Shabbos and Yontif? Because we're afraid of tircham. We know that a person is allowed to fast a tainis chalayim, even on Shabbos, because for him it's considered tanug. So here too, we can say the fact when he's coming, Ein lecha oineg Shabbos gadol mizeh lechol Yisrael misimchas Eliyahu legula. So this is terrific oineg. So if
what's the big deal about the fact that they're not going to be able to be tereach with Erev Shabbos, with preparing for Shabbos? This is a much bigger einik. So why can't he come on Shabbos and why can't he come on Erev Shabbos? And he also has another kasha. Why do we say that Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos? Because yesh tchumen. We try to establish yesh tchumen l'mala meyutvachim. Before Mashiach and before Eliyahu comes, we know that there are going to be Jews who are going to be captive by Goyim and could potentially at any moment die. And if Mashiach comes, he's going to save them. So forget about this whole Indian of Tchum. Why can't we just break the Tchum of Shabbos to avoid Pikuach Nefesh? You have a whole question of Pikuach Nefesh. So what are we busy worrying about Tchum Shabbos? These are very good kashas, and they remain as a Tzarachin. The Gemara then brings down that Rabban Gamliel had a hollow tube which he could use to see from a boat if they were within 2,000 amas of land. This was the Shleiferes. And then the Iri mentioned, since in those days they didn't have any lenses, how was it possible, really, to be able to make this kind of a calculation with this kind of a tube? And basically this worked via the Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared is equal to c squared. If you have a right angle of a triangle, if you know the two angles of the right triangles, you could calculate the third via a squared plus b squared, which are the two sides of the right triangle, is equal to c squared, which is the hypotenuse of the triangle. So via this kind of a calculation with the hollow tube, once he knew the vertical side and the horizontal side, he was able to calculate the third side and know how far they were from land. The Gemara mentions if you want to know the depths of a valley, you can also use this type of a shveisaris. The Gemara suggests that if you want to figure out the height of a tree, you should measure your own height of the person, let's say that's 6 foot or whatever it is, versus the shadow of the person. Then you can measure the size of the shadow of the tree and transfer these proportions to the tree. Once you know the relativity of your height to your shadow, you could then figure out, by knowing the shadow of the tree, the exact height of the tree through the same types of proportions with the shadow of the person himself. Daf Mem Dal. We then have a shaila. If you're allowed to make a circle of people as a machitza to put around a person to get that person back into the tchum. A person went out of the tchum. Now you want to make a circle of people around this person in order to bring him back into the tchum. So we have a few rayas. One that says mutter, one that says aser. We have a raya that says ein oisin oyhal aray b'shabbos uviyantiv. The Gemara tries to bring this as a raya that it's aser to do this. And then we have a raya oisa adam es chaveroi daifin l'sukkah. A person could use his friend for a wall of a sukkah. That's a raya that technically would be kosher to make this type of a circle. Then the Gemara diverts onto the subject of sukkah. And we say that if you use a behema as a daifin for a sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Rabbi Meir says that it's not kosher. Then we explain that a sukkah, which only has three walls, is kosher. We know this from Rashi in Gemara and Sukkah Daf Beis. And we say that there's an afkamina by an adam, which is who is used for a daifin. If he's the daifin shlishis, the third wall, then it's no good. If he's the daifin revius, then it's okay. And we also say, v'zanaf gamina, if it's midas, the person knows he's being used as a wall, or shalai midas, where we say that it's mutter. The maskana of this Gemara says that a machitza, a person who's used as a machitza, is mutter only shalai midas, and not midas. And not only that, as we see in Shin Samachay, even if it's karev hadavar, sheyedu, he's still also to be used as a daifin. Then we have a Mishnah. Misha yatsa birshus, person who went out of the Tchum on Shabbos, for example, to do something like Eidus for Rosh Chodesh, once he finishes his job, he now has 2,000 amas from where he is. And then the Mishnah says that V'imhu b'seicha Tchum loy yatza. What's shot on this? The Gemara explains. If he was 3,500 amas out of the city, according to Rabbah, he now has 2,000 amas in any which direction he wants to go. So he's allowed to get back to the city. But once he's in the city, he can't get all the way back to his house if he goes beyond the 2,000 amas from where he was. Rav Simi Bar Chiya says that he can get back to the city and ki'ilu lo yatza, and the whole city becomes his. So in other words, if he's got 2,000 amas and the city was 1,500 amas away from where he's standing, he can get all the way back into the city, and now the entire city becomes his 2,000 amas. So now he can go all the way back to his house, even if his house is beyond the 2,000 amas. The svar of the machlokes is, according to Rav Simi Bar Chiya, we say have lost Tchumin Milsi. Two Tchumin can mesh together to form one Tchum. According to Rabbah, we say Lav Milsa. And the Gemara brings down a special case of Ma'ara, and we say the case of Ma'ara is different than other cases. Since he was there before Shabbos, that's why we say it's Milsi. Taf Meme. If a person goes two Amas outside of a Tchum, it's okay to return back into the Tchum. But once he goes three Amas outside of the 2,000 Amas Tchum, then it's not okay to return to that point. Then we say, B'chol ha'yotzin l'hatzel nefashos. Anybody who goes out to save lives, chayzer nafilu b'kvizayin l'mkayman, v'yafilu yotzer me'alpayim amah. He's allowed to return, not only that, even with Klei Zion, even with the instruments used for war, with guns, and even more than 2,000 Amas. The Gemara then says, if Goyim attack a city on Shabbos in order to kill people, then you're allowed to take guns and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if they come for money, then you're not allowed to be Mechal the Shabbos unless they're coming to invade a border city. Because if they invade a border city, once they get to the border city and they take that over, they'll be able to get further into the country, and then attack becomes a case of Sakana. Then we have a Mishnah that says a person camped and he realized that now he's Samach Liyir, and it's Shabbos already, so now we have a question of Tchumen. Rameir says he's allowed to go into the city, but only up to a total of 2,000 Amos. And according to Rashi, the words Liyais Ka'anshei Ha'ir, Rashi mentions, if he verbalizes, Zeh Makam Shvisasi, this point where I am, where I'm camping, according to Rashi and the Ritva, he's not a member of Anshei Ha'ir anymore, because he specifically verbalized Zeh Makam Shvisasi. According to Rabbeinu Yonasan, it is okay. And he is Ka'anshei Ha'ir, and he could actually come into the city. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who we passed him like, he goes in and he can walk through the entire city, and we don't say he has only 2,000 Amos. The Gemara then says there was a Maisa Beregi Tarfan, and they explain the Maisa that he actually went into the city and he used the entire city as if he had been part of that city before Shabbos. We then have a Mishnah that says, Nishi Yashin Baderach Vehichshich, a person was going on his way, he fell asleep and it got dark, so now he never established his Makam Shvisa. Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri says he has 2,000 Amos from that point, and the Chachamim say he has only Dalet Amos. Why is that? Because Shalei Niskaven Liknais Shvisa. He didn't have in mind to be Kaina Shvisa. Since he didn't have in mind right now, it's as if he went outside of the Tchum, and now he has only Dalet Amos to walk. The Gemara then asks, Chefetzei Hefker are Kaina Shvisa? The Gemara says, yes, they are. Daf Mem Vav. Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'erivin. We have this klal that we generally paskin Kedirei HaMekel when we're talking about Erevin. And this, for example, would allow us to paskin like Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri in what we said before, that if Misha Yashin Badarach V'Hichshich, he's allowed to walk 2,000 Amos. Rainwater that falls on Shabbos is not considered Muktzah, since it comes from clouds that move. We see this in Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed. Why is that? We say that it's not Kleine Shvisa, and it's not Neulid either. We then say that when we're dealing with Yisurim D'Araisa, we always paskin like the Rabban. And not only that, we say Afilu B'Yisur D'Rabbanan, we paskin like the Rabban. And we bring a Raya from a case from Nida, the klal of Daya Shaita. Daya Shaita means the blood is from now. This case specifically is speaking of a woman who sees Dam. If a woman sees Dam, any food she touches becomes Tameh. Let's say she sees it Monday at 3 p.m. So we say Midarabbanan, that Lamafreya, 24 hours before that, anything she touched is also considered Tame. So in other words, even what she touched from Sunday at 3 p.m. would also be considered Tame. We say this because since the blood was in her body, it just couldn't exit the body, therefore it's considered like the blood is there. So therefore everything becomes Tame, even Lamafreya, 24 hours. However, the exception to this is if she hasn't seen blood for 90 days, three Einais. Then, if at that point she sees blood on Monday at 3 p.m., we don't say Lamafreya from Sunday 3 p.m., but rather we say Daya Shaita, the blood is from right now. This is the Shita of Reb Eliezer. And Rebbe let this psak stand in a Shas HaTchak, but normally we don't let it stand. So what do we see? We see that even by an Ifsid Rabbanan, Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha is Kirabim. We also have a case when one of the set, the Shiva Kravim, is Nifter. So we have a number of shitas here. According to Rabbi Akiva, we say that if it's a shmua kreiva, if you heard about the person's death within 30 days of their death, you have to sit shiva. However, if it's a shmua rechaika, it happened more than 30 days ago, then you only have to sit one day. And this is in fact how we paskin. The Chachamim say you always have to sit Shiva. But since we paskin like Rabbi Akiva only by Avelis, but by all of the cases, we do not paskin like the Yachid, and therefore we have a raya that by all of the cases, the halacha is kirabin. The Gemara then says, Zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanef, v'ein chavin ela b'fanef. And this is referring to Eruve Chatzeris, because Eruve Chatzeris is always Zachin la'adam, because what can a person lose if you make an Eruv Chatzeris for him? But when we're talking about Eruv Tchumen, then we say it could potentially be a chavin, because if you put the Eruv Tchumen at the wrong center point, you could actually hurt him. Because if you move it, let's say, 2,000 amas east of his house, now he wants to go west. So you've actually hurt him by creating the Eruv Tchumen. So Zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, referring to Eruv Chatzeris. Ein chavin ela b'fanav, referring to Eruv Tchumen. We then bring down the Shita of Reb Yaakov and Reb Zreika, who bring down significant klalei machlekes throughout Shas, where they tell us who we paskin like in different situations. And we say we paskin like Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe in situations where they're arguing im chaveroi. If they argue with one person, then you paskin like them. But if in an argument where Rabbi Yossi is involved, we paskin like him even if he's arguing b'chaveirov, even if he's arguing with a whole group of people. We then say Rameir, when there's a machlekes, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, halacha is Rabbi Yossi. Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is also like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is again like Rabbi Yossi. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. And there's a machlekes, Rameir and Rabbi Shimon, we say that this is Teikum. And here in the Gemara, we have a number of different shitas to explain how do we qualify these shitas. These klalim, how far do you go with them? Rav Asi says when we paskin in a case, where this is, for example, a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin the halacha like Rabbi Yossi. This is halacha, halacha mamish. The halacha lamaisa would apply to Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, halacha lamaisa. Rav Chiya bar Abba says matin. We don't say halacha, not mamish like them, but you tilt the halacha according to them, but not necessarily you publicize the halacha according to them. And Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina says, we paskin nirin, that we don't even tilt the halacha like Rabbi Yisrael. But if someone does like Rabbi Yisrael, then we allow it b'diavet. We then have the shita of Rabbi Misharsha, who doesn't hold of any of these claws. He says you have to judge each case individually. Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara tries to bring different rayas to Rabbi Misharsha. And in the end, the maskan is, we do not paskin like Reb Misharsha, but in fact we paskin like Reb Yossi and Reb Zreika, that we do hold of these klalei machlekesim. And the particular rayas that are brought in favor of Reb Misharsha are cases of havchana by Yibam. We know that you have to wait 3 months before Yibam, but if she becomes pregnant, if a woman becomes pregnant within these 3 months, it proves that it was from the first marriage. So now, in fact, she can't make Yibam anymore to the second brother, because now he's like an erev. Now the second brother is like an erev to her. So you have to wait these 3 months in order to clarify it. And the other case the Gemara brings down is the case by Yerid Shel Nachrim, that the market is open, a market which is open on the Chagim of the Goyim. It's okay for Jews to shop in them because it's cheaper than the regular markets, and they wouldn't get an opportunity to get those types of bargain prices. These rayas, given who it is that's arguing in those cases, end up being brought as rayas in favor of Reb Misharsha. However, we don't paskin like Reb Misharsha. The Gemara then says, "Ein andam zeicha lilmaid mikol melamdav." A person isn't always zeicha to learn a lot from every rabbi he has, because some rabbeim are better teachers than other rabbeim. We then say, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it was usher for a kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael, and this was because there was a chash of tuma midrabanan when they left Eretz Yisrael. But bizman hazeh, since we don't really have real tuma, both the shach and the taz paskan that a kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We then have a machlokes whether Cheftzei Nachrim are Koine Shvisa or are not Koine Shvisa. According to Shmuel, we say Cheftzei Nachrim ain't Koine Shvisa. So a person can go with it as far as his Tchum. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, we say it is Koine Shvisa. And this is how we paskin, which is Lechumra. Therefore, the reason that's true is because Gzera Cheftzei ain't a Yehudi or to Yehudi. We're afraid there's going to be confusion between what belongs to the Jew and what belongs to a guy. The Ritva asks here, we learned halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erivin, so why are we machmir here? So he answers, this klal only applies to a machlaikis tanoim, but not by amorim. So here with a machlaikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. Taf memchas. We say, hikilu b'mayim b'mechitza tluya b'chorva. by a mechitza that it's hanging, a basket that's hanging in a churva over water, even though it's very short and it's not really the full size of a regular mechitza, we say that it extends completely down and therefore it's considered a mechitza. And the reason we're mekel is because of the big tzarech of the necessity of having mayim and water in the city on Shabbos. The 4 amah limit outside of a tchum, that we say a person can't walk more than 4 amahs, how is that measured? We say that that's measured specifically for the size of each person's individual amah. We paskin like Rav Papa, that we use an amah d'day. We don't have a general measurement for the amah, but rather each person measures the amah from his elbow to his middle finger. That's equal to 1 amah. The Mechaber in Shin Mem Tes paskin is that by tiltul b'shus harabim, we also use amah d'day, the same klal. However, we have a little bit of a kula in that. Let's say a person is very short and they have a very small arm. Then we'll allow him to be mekel and use a shear of an amah beinonis. And the same psak we also use by Erev Tchumen, as we mentioned before. According to the Shita of Ramesha, and Igros Mesha Arachayim Aleph Simen Kufla Midvav, we say that an amah is equal to 21.25 inches, generally speaking. We then say, if 3 chatzeres open up into each other, you can carry from A to B, of course, and from B to C, of course, but we even say you can carry from A to C, as long as the middle one, B, makes an Erev with A and C. And this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, according to Rabbi Shimon. Daf Mem Tes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If a person placed bread in a communal Erev and was makpid that no one else should eat it, then the whole Erev is invalid. Rav Chananya says it's valid anyway. And the Gemara says the house where the Erev is kept doesn't have to contribute anything to the Erev, because the contribution is the fact that it's being used as a storage place in that house. Amar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. What exactly is the chalais of an Erev? An Erev works als a kinyan, als a joint partnership. Rabba says it's Mishum Dira. It's because of a symbolic common residence. And the Gemara brings down a number of nafkaminas between the two. For example, Katan, where Kinyan is not Chal, or Keli, or Pachs Mishav Pruta, to explain what the nafkaminas would be between these two shitas. We then have a Mishnah that says, Misha Baba Derech, the Chash Chaloi, got dark on his way, V'hayol Makir Ilan, he saw a tree all the way out, V'amar Shvisasi Tachtav, he says, my Shvisa should be underneath that tree. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yamar Klum. Bim Loira, let's say he didn't see anything up ahead, and he became Zeich at that point where that place where he was is considered his Makam Shvisa. Yesh Le Alpayim Agulais. He has 2,000 Amos from that point, measured by a radius of 2,000 Amos. So he can go 2,000 Amos in any direction. In other words, you create a circle around that point, wherever his center point is for the Tchum. That's the Shita of Rav Chananya. The Chachamim are Mekel, and the Chachamim say, he has not just the radius, but it's a merubas. You create not only a circle around that, you put a square around that circle. And if you use the Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared is equal to c squared, you actually have, going out to the extreme corners of the square, you have more than 2,000 amas. In fact, you have 2,728 amas. Because if you're standing at the center point and you go directly to the northwest, to the northwest corner of the square, it would be 2,728 amas. The Gemara says, what's Pshat in Loy Amar Klum? Rav says, you're not allowed to go anywhere, not even to the tree. According to Shmuel, you can't go to your house, but you can go all the way up to the tree. Daf Nun. The Gemara asks, my time at the Rav. What's the reason, according to Rav, that a person doesn't acquire a Shvisa anywhere under the tree? So the Gemara gives 2 terutzim. One is Mishum Delay Misayim Asrei, because technically, one of the terutzim is because he didn't specify a definite spot under the tree. Therefore, nothing is chal as a makam shvisa for him. And the ikad diamri, Omar Rabba, the reason for Rav is because mishum de kasavar kol she'enei b'zeh ha'charzeh, afilu b'vahsachas enei. Because he holds that whatever legal situations can't take effect consecutively, cannot take effect simultaneously. Pshanim, this means, since right now, technically, he hasn't really designated 1 4x4 shvisa area under the tree, but rather he has a whole bunch of 4x4 shvisa areas under the tree, therefore none of them can take effect. And the Gemara asks a number of questions. They ask a question for Meiser. We know Meiser is 10%. Once you designate 10% of Tvua for Meiser, the other 90% is not Tevel anymore, because we've taken it out of the Klal of Tevel, because we know what the 10% for Meiser is. So over there, if you designate two different portions to be Meiser, why over there don't we say Kol She'eino B'Zachar Zeh, just like we said, Afilu B'Vasach HaSeino, just like we said before, in the case of Makom Shvisa. The Gemara answer is Meiser is different, because we say Tekadish Palga, Palga D'Chitra, because by Meiser you could designate halves of each of the grains for the Meiser. Therefore, that allows you to say B'Vasach HaZachar Zeh is okay, and therefore we don't say Kol She'eino B'Zachar Zeh, Afilu B'Vasach HaSeino by Meiser. We also bring down a case of Tov Irev L'Shnei Ruchais, if accidentally a person makes a Reuven going in both directions, that it's Osir. Daf Nun Aleph. This heter of being able to be kind of Shvisa underneath the spot of a tree is only okay if he could run and get there before Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi then says, if one person doesn't see the tree, but the other person he's walking with does see the tree, so the first person can join the second person, who was kind of Shvisa, and say, Tehei Shvisa Seinu B'makam Ploni. Just like you designated the spot for you, I'm going to join you in that endeavor. And therefore, for me, that's also Makom Shvisa. And we then say, Nemukai Imai, Rav Yosef accepted this ruling of Rav Yosef, since his pshatim were glatt. And we could also, we also believe probably that the name Nemukai Yosef probably came from this Gemara. Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchum is Midaraisa. And we see this from the Mun. We see that it says, Shvu Ish Tachtav. That teaches you the rule of four amas, that a person can't go beyond four amas of 2,000. And Al Yetze Ishmim Kaimai teaches you the rule of 2,000 amas for a tchum. The Rif and the Rambam hold that this whole Indian here of Man is just an asmachta, and tchum is only midarabana. Then we have the complex Gemara about the pshatas of Shvisasi Bim Kaimi. What is the pshat in that? According to the sheet that we have two pshatim, one according to Reb Nachman and one according to Reb Chizda. And according to the sheet of Reb Nachman, Lefi Reb Meir, Iker Erev is Bipas. And this is Ba'ani, by an Ani we're Mekel, but by an Usher we were not Mekel. And when a person is in his house, he's considered an Usher, because he's basically settled in the house. And according to Reb Yehuda, Iker Erev is Beregel. And that's referring to both an Ani and an Usher. But to be able to say, I want my Erev to be B'makam Pliny in a particular place, only for an Ani, that it's is it Mutter. And then we also bring down the sheet of Reb Chizda. Tafnun Beis. We paskan the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Lufi the Shita of Rabbi Nachman, that the Iker of Erev is Berego, whether he's an Ani or an Usher. But to designate B'makam Ploni, only an Ani is okay, but not an Usher, because of Chamer Gomel. We then have a Mishnah that says anyone who went to make an Erev and had to come back before he got there, he can go out on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he had Kavana, he wanted to do this in the first place, but he never got all the way out there. Rameyer says he's not allowed to do that, but he has to mamish do action. So then, according to Rameyer, he can only walk 2,000 amas in one direction. He can't walk in the other direction, because the other direction now becomes a suffix. The Gemara says Rameyer is the machmir. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both Amira and Hichzik Baderach. He has to start going on his way. Rabbi Yehuda says either Hichzik by itself, or, according to Rabbi Yosef, just Amira is okay. We pass like Rabbi Yosef that just Amira is okay. We then have a Mishnah that says, Mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum, not for a dvar mitzvah, afilo ama lo yukonis. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Chananya, even if he stepped 1 foot out, then you're out. You're completely out of the tchum. Because we see this from Yom Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha. But we pass him that it's okay to return if one of your feet is out of the four amas. This is the end of the fourth parak of Masechta Erevin. Now we will begin the fifth parak, Ketzed Ma'arvin. This is on Daf Nun Gimel. The Tchum line is drawn from the outermost point of the city, and we draw a full square around this 2,000 amas, which is Lakula, obviously to include the corners, as we mentioned before. We then have a Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, by Maras HaMachpela. Chad Amar Shtei Batim. One person says it's referring to two chambers, Zelifnim Zeh, U'Machpela, and the word Machpela, that's referring to the Zugais, the pairs, which is Adam and Chava, Abram and Sarah, etc. The Chad Amar Shtei Batim Zeh Al Gabi Zeh. Vayoka Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. What's pshat in that? The beginning of Shmos. One person says, Chad Amar Chodesh Mamish, and Chad Amar Nischatshu Gzeiraisa. One person said that it was referring, actually, there was a new pyro, and one person said it was the same pyro as before, but he just made up new Gzeiras. We then have the Klav Niskatnu Adiris, that our generation, in terms of Torah, is much smaller than the previous one. The Gemara says it's good, it was good for the Bnei Yehuda to make Simanim to remember Torah. And if one is Marbitz Torah, it also helps a person remember Torah. The Gemara then says the Bnei Golil were loose with their words of Torah, and they weren't medactic, and of course it's no good if you're not medactic in what you say when you quote words of Torah. And we then say you're supposed to leave over a little bit from your plate of food. The Gemara then brings down a Maisa of Bruria. Bruria is mentioned numerous times in Shas. Bruria was the wife of Reb Meir. She was very, very smart. And she told Reb Yosi Aglili, Al tar besicha ima isha. You shouldn't talk too much to a woman. Dafnin and Dal. If someone walks alone or has a headache, he's supposed to learn Torah. Netzach selad, sela vayed, is referring to true eternity. And the Gemara then says, Im lo haya nishtabru luchais harishayinim, the original luchas would not have been broken. Torah would not have been forgotten from Yisrael. The light called Uma, the Lashon Shalatis Baim, and all the Umas Ha'ilam, which have reigned over us all the years, would not have been able to reign over us. We then say Torah is Kitaena, it's like a fig. Calls Mancha Adam Haiga Bahem, Motzi Bahem Tam. It tastes very good. We then say it's important to make Hazara on what a person learns. And then we say Ketzad, the Gemara asks, Ketzad say to Mishnah, how was the Torah taught? It was first taught to Moshe. Afterwards, Aaron came in and sat to his right side, and his sons, the sons of Aaron, sat to his left side. Then it was taught to the Zekanim, and afterwards to the Therefore, Aaron heard it four different times. We then say a Rebbe must spend time with his Talmidim in order to answer all of their questions. The Gemara then says a Rebbe walks in the middle, and his bigger Talmud walks to the right, and the other Talmidim walk to the left. Am Reb Chizda ein Torah Nikmes Ela B'Simanim. And finally, we say, Rava Amar Asei Ma'adim LaTaira. A person should make a Zman Kavua, should make a Seder every day to learn Torah. And with this, we will conclude this year.